Job 22, 23, and 24. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. In this chapter, we find Eliphaz insisting again that Job is afflicted because of sin. His belief, apparently, is that Job lost his possessions, his family, and his health because he was far from God, and that if he would return to God and obey him, these things could be restored. More than just being restored, riches in abundance would be given to him. Readers already know Job genuinely feared God and avoided evil. Eliphaz lays bad advice on a foundation of ignorant presumption here. Job didn't obey for gold. No one should obey for riches. God is worthy of our obedience. He's worthy of our reverence. These men both provide examples for us. God deserves our best, blessings or no blessings, and friends deserve truthful, loving, and biblical advice. Job 22, 23, and 24. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks.